Hello, Johnson County. You are tuned into KRUI 89.7 FM in Iowa City. I am KRUI News Director Betsy Peniston.
And I am KRUI Contributing Reporter Mike Mendenhall.
On the phone today, we have President of Planned Parenthood and spokeswoman for the Obama campaign, Cecile Richards.
She will be discussing Planned Parenthood and its interests in the November presidential election.
Cecile, and thank you for joining Mike and I here on KRUI 89.7 FM in Iowa City. Being the president of Planned Parenthood and the president of the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, you're also currently devoting time to the Obama campaign, is that correct?
Even though I'm the president of Planned Parenthood and president of the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, I'm actually taking time off from my job in order to volunteer with the Obama campaign.
Cecile, can you outline the importance of the November election to Planned Parenthood as an organization?
Well, this November election, I think, is going to make a huge difference in the future of not just so much Planned Parenthood, but frankly, the millions of folks who depend on us for health care every year, and millions more women who will be impacted by the next president. We've seen in the last 2 years an unprecedented assault on women's access to basic health care, including birth control, preventive screenings. And the difference between Mitt Romney and President Obama on these issues is immense. You know, Mitt Romney's pledge to get rid of Planned Parenthood, as he says, and whereas President Obama has not only been a supporter of women's health care access, he's done more to expand health care for women than any president in my lifetime.
Critics of federal funding for Planned Parenthood, including some of those in Mitt Romney's camp, are worried about taxpayer dollars funding abortion services. Can you talk a little bit and address those concerns?
Sure, and it's incredible to me that someone who wants to run for president is so ignorant of the law, because federal funding for abortion, not just at Planned Parenthood or anywhere else, has been illegal for decades. And in fact, when Mitt Romney says he wants to get rid of funding for Planned Parenthood, it's funding that goes for preventive care. This is literally last year Planned Parenthood provided breast cancer screenings for more than 750,000 women, birth control for more than 2 million folks. Many women who come to us, it's the only health care visit they'll have, only doctor visit they'll have all year. And so that's actually what's at stake in this election. And I think that the thing that is really so extraordinary to me is, you know, Planned Parenthood, as the biggest family planning provider in the country, does more to provide birth control, comprehensive preventive care, and frankly, more to prevent unintended pregnancy and the need for abortion than any organization in the country. So that's why we've been supported by Democrats, Republicans, and Independents for our 96-year history.
Are you disappointed at all that the president did not bring up women's health rights and pro-choice issues in last night's debate?
Well, I mean, I think last night's debate, I thought, you know, there's a lot of issues that didn't get covered, and, certainly wasn't raised by the moderator. I do think that we need much more airing of the differences between the candidates on women's health care, because the president's been very forthright about where he stands. He has been a big supporter and has expanded health care access for millions of women. He's supported making sure that insurance companies can't charge women more for insurance than men, which has historically happened. He's, you know, under the Affordable Care Act now, women's preventive care is covered for no copay by insurance plans. And most importantly, he said that no longer can women be denied health care coverage because of pre-existing conditions. These are issues that I do think need to be raised because, frankly, Mitt Romney is on the exact opposite side of every one of those issues.